So in a way, I'd like to encourage something of that approach to the way we're going to do this practice. And in lots of ways, what we're going to be doing really is the upekkha bhavana, although the way I practice it myself is a little bit different. The first stage that we'll do, of course, will be ourselves, but encouraging you very much to approach it, you know, in your own way, but really hoping to make a strong connection with all four Brahma Viharas. And spending time, you know, just sort of, if you can contact that open heart, and then, you know, just looking at your life and, you know, sort of connecting with the difficult bits, connecting with your sadness and feeling that metta get tinged with karuna, and then reflecting a bit on your qualities, on your good qualities, you know, on your positive, skillful action, you know, on the wholesomeness in your life, those kind of things, feeling the flavour of mudita arise. And then your understanding of the Dharma, your understanding of conditionality and how these things come about, you know, how things arise and pass away, just having that reflection there, you know, that sense of permeation. I was thinking, you know, with the Brahma Vihara tree and the fact that the whole tree is upekkha, and that's the fruit of the other Brahma Viharas, the leaves on the trees. And somehow in my mind today, I was just imagining them, all these sort of, I don't know, it was golden raindrops really that were sort of falling off them into the metta, into the karuna, into the mudita, just permeating them. So trying to let your metta, your karuna, your mudita have that dharmic perspective, just pervading, gently pervading it, which just gives it that different flavour, just opens it up and takes it on to another level. So trying to sit with all that in the first stage of the practice for yourself, and then moving on in the usual way to your good friend and so on. What I tend to do then is I bring my good friend to mind, and obviously I hope that I'm going to meet them with an open heart, with metta. But what happens then is whatever happens. You know, I'm not trying to make it this or trying to make it that. It's very much what happens out of my connection with them, keeping all the Brahma Viharas very much in mind, sitting in that mandala of the Brahma Viharas and keeping my connection with them, and then just seeing what happens. And it might happen to be that at that particular time, you know, there is a real sadness or difficulty or something, and it goes and becomes very much karuna, or it may be something that leads more to mudita, or it may be something that leads more actually to upekkha, or it may stay metta. That's fine, whatever it is, just trying to be with that flavour, whatever it is, open to, you know, sort of whatever happens. And then moving to the neutral person and doing the same thing. And the same thing with the difficult person. And then going out into the world, and in a way having that same attitude when you go out into the world. Your heart's filled, in a sense, with all the Brahma Viharas, and you go out into the world, and into your consciousness comes, you know, sort of much more awareness of suffering, or much more awareness of joyfulness, or the need for equanimity, or however it is. Again, it might be metta that comes to the fore particularly at that time, and that's fine, just whatever Brahma Vihara or mix of Brahma Viharas is okay. So that's the idea. Is that clear enough? You sort of understand the idea of it? I mean, I find it a very beautiful way to practice the Brahma Viharas. I mean, it actually, I find, teaches me so much trying to do it that way, particularly the whole area of, in a sense, you know, where I really come into the practice and start kind of getting in the way of it. It highlights that very strongly. So, you know, just the need then, you know, to let go, open again, doing it all very patiently in a very open, spacious way.